You're waking up with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo here at New FM.
And we are minus Maddie this morning, Crevo. Yeah. You're doing well pressing the buttons there.
That's debatable. One mistake in one break. It's not a great hit rate. But you've got something to tell us about a lotto win. What's going on?
I do. So I have some lotto updates because, you know me, I'm all about winning a dime. And this caught my attention because my heart broke for this woman. She's being known as Miss B because basically she thought she'd won the jackpot in Powerball. She thought that she had won $126 million and she was jumping up and down. She was calling everyone.
That's a game changer. That's a life changing.
You'd never have to work again. I'd be so happy. So she's gone down to check her ticket. Yeah. They're like, oh, congratulations, you've won. She's like, yes, I'm a winner. $126 million. I'm like, no. You've only won $15. And she's like, hold on a second. She's checked, she's written down the Powerball numbers that came out of the machine, compare them to her. She's like, no, they're the same. They said, no, you've actually entered a different draw. So you've actually entered, I believe it was through jackpot, which in the Northern Territory is a little bit different.
Oh my God.
So she's had the exact Powerball numbers
but
that came out
Powerball.
But didn't play the Powerball, but she thought she had. So imagine that. How devastating.
That could do some serious, like, psychological damage, I reckon.
Probably
because you've built this up in your mind, you've considered quitting your job, you've imagined how all that plays out,
yeah.
You've told friends and family, you've started going on realestate.com and looking at all the properties you're going to buy.
Yep.
And actually all you can get is a croissant and a cappuccino if you're lucky.
Maybe a small Subway meal. So basically now she's thought about what you just said, you know, psychological damage. She's now suing, I believe it's Lotto Land, and
really?
Through Jackpot and Powerball because she's saying that they're basically, she was unaware that the winning numbers of Powerball had already been drawn prior on Lotto Land's website. So she's saying that because it looked so similar, like she's blaming them.
How is that even fair, though? Because obviously, like, there's so many lotto games out there. And, you know, when somebody comes into a news agency, if I was the proprietor of said news agency, if someone says, I'd like $20 on whatever lotto draw, you don't mess with that. Because if you give them, say, oh, do you mean Powerball, and they lose then you're the one who's the fool. You've got to listen to what the customer says.
Well,
right?
that is true. So there you go. What a devastating... If you think you're having a bad week, just...
You're absolutely not.
You're absolutely not compared to that. But, Crevo, I have something in my box.
That you do.
All right, I'm going to give it a shake. 13-10-09, if you want to guess what is in my box this morning.
We've got $100 go-karts, go-vouchers up for grabs.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, first clue. I think this is better when it's a bit salty, in my opinion.
Better when
you're having a little look. You haven't looked at it yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I just looked. I disagree.
Oh, really? You don't like it to be a bit salty?
No.
Okay. All right, 13-10-09, if you can figure out what is inside Jade's box this morning. As I said, $100 go-karts, go-voucher up for grabs.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
UFM. What's in Jade's box?
All right, very simple game. All we have to do is figure out what Jade has put inside her box today. And we do have a first clue, mm-hmm. which is I like it to be a little bit salty. But Jade, that's not so much for you,
no,
is it?
I like it to be a little bit sweet and crunchy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, crunch is more of an important factor for
mm-hmm.
you. Fair enough.
100%.
Okay, on offer today, $100 go-karts go-voucher. Let's go, of course, first to...
Rodney. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we today?
Great, thank you. It's nice to have you back on the show. What have you been up to?
Oh, I've just been delivering bread.
Yeah? Just same old, same old.
Same old.
He's doing his job, Jay.
Yeah, no, it's good. What's it called? Fresh bread. We enjoyed some yesterday. We had the curry hot bread. It was pretty good.
Oh, that was nice. Have you ever delivered their bread?
No, not deliver cherry bread. I deliver Dungog bread. Oh. Dungog Bakery.
Okay.
Wow, all the way out here. That's pretty good.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Dungog killing it in the world.
I need to make it my mission to just go sample just...
all of the breads?
All of the breads.
Oh, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would. I'd be fat. I'd be like the giant marshmallow man in Ghostbusters.
Is there ever any leftover, like, rolls or loaves that you take home ever?
Yeah, there's always leftovers.
Oh, that's a
win. You never paid for bread in your life?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah, when you were a kid. Yeah, fair enough.
All right, Rodney, so you've heard the clues. What do you think could be in my box?
Soya sauce.
Soya sauce. Incorrect. Sorry about that.
Bye, Rodney. Have a good day.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Aaron, how you doing?
Good. How you going?
Yeah, really good, man. What are you up to today?
Probably sleeping.
Sleeping?
Probably on the way home.
All right. What do you do for work?
I work at Tommy Gale and Ian.
Oh, right. So they've got it. They do a night shift there, do they?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, off for a big old nap then. $100 go-karts go voucher is on offer. Let's give Aaron another clue.
Okay, so you said you like it salty. I said I like it sweet with a bit of a crunch. A lot of people, people give these as a gift at Christmas time in particular, and they're covered in chocolate.
That's true. That's a good clue.
I'm going to go pretzel.
Unfortunately not. This is, of course, a peanut in a shell. Sorry about that, Aaron.
Bye, Aaron. Have a good nap.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. News is next with Hamish. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
The Novos.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo. The Novos. The Novos. New FM.
Obviously, Maddie's not here this morning, but when I was driving him home yesterday afternoon, we had a quick stop off to get something to eat.
Oh, nice. Where did you go?
Went to the yacht club. Very fancy.
Ooh. Do you have to wear, like, special shoes and a tie and everything?
It didn't, actually, but
did
there was
you buy
this...
a special dress for the occasion?
No. But there was this moment where Maddie and I would just look like dumb idiots at the front of the building because, you know, there's automatic doors?
Yeah.
We've walked up and we're just standing there looking in going, oh... they'll
How
open.
Do these work?
And I think we thought in our heads, because there were people in the lobby in there, we thought, oh, they'll hit the button and open the doors up once they've moved, like to keep the social distancing.
Right.
And then we're just standing there like morons. And then I read this sign and it says, please use the side door, and there's a door open. Wide open to the right. I said, oh, quick, mate, quick. And he's like, how embarrassing.
How long were you standing there, like, feeling... because you're already, let's face it, you're not going to be feeling super comfortable at a yacht club.
Yeah.
Too fancy, right?
Yeah, it was a bit awkward. I'd probably say about 6 minutes. The people in the lobby were really... I don't even know what their problem was. They were trying to figure out... they were older.
Right.
And I think they'd lost their marbles because once we'd finally worked out to go in and around, there was just so much commotion of who's signing in where and what. And the guy's like, look, just sign in on the way out.
Well, that's not very sensible, is it?
No, like we did the proper
codes. The COVID one, right.
With the apps and stuff.
Yeah.
But
so
like
you were sweet.
The physical, you know, with the RSL
the membership
type.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was just a nightmare.
What a commotion.
But anyway, yeah.
Very
never
funny.
Again.
Well, you and I, Jade, we had very different afternoons yesterday. Mm. So you guys were swanning around at the yacht club, probably having cucumber sandwiches or something.
Yeah.
I had to take 30 square metres of soaked carpet to the tip.
Oof.
Because my shed got flooded from the great Mayfield floods of 2020.
How horrible.
So I had these...
and that would be heavy.
So heavy. I had to cut it up in smaller pieces just to be able to carry it. Not a glamorous job, let's just say that. But what I thought we could do next, 13-10-09, what got destroyed by the water or flooding, the more valuable... the better. If you have a car that got done years ago in a flood or something, or your roof or a kitchen or something, 13 10 09, prices on offer. In fact, let's hook up the best story with the go-karts go voucher, $100 to spend there. What got destroyed by the water next here at New FM? You with the Novos. This is Justin Bieber and Intentions. Justin Bieber, Intentions. You're waking up with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo, minus Maddie today as he is off with a little migraine. 13 10 09, what got flooded, ruined by the water? This is Cineplay. Oh, that's right. This is all after my shed got flooded. 30 square metres of carpet I had to pull out, cut up and take off to the tip yesterday.
And you also had a lot of stock in there because you buy so often sell. Yeah, so how much do you reckon your loss was?
Oh, not too bad. Like $1,000 or less.
That's not
great.
Not great, but could have been worse.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? People, they had their cars taken away and stuff by the floodwaters. So I'm considering myself very lucky overall.
You and Emmy are a little bit jinxed when it comes to rain and flood water. Have you noticed?
What do you mean?
Well, last year Emmy's car got flooded with water.
That's true. I totally forgot about that. Where she parked?
Yeah,
I completely forgot. Yeah, so she parked. This was and there was that crazy rain over at Hamilton.
Yeah,
and she had her car just next to the like the gutter, and the gutter just totally overfilled, overflooded.
Yep.
And it went up the doors.
Yep.
We had to, like, tip everything out and dry out
the carpets.
You had
to get a wet vax and you had to get a vacuum.
Professionally cleaned.
What a nightmare. Yeah, you're a jinx.
What, have you had any flood stories?
I do. Okay, so what? Okay, going back probably 2010.
Okay.
In my little Ford Festiva. Ben and I were coming back from the movies at the Sunshine Coast on Kawana there at Kawana, I think it's Kawana Way if anyone knows it. But anyway, we're driving down and there actually was a couple of ambulances and a couple of fire brigades blocking off an area. There had been an accident at this traffic lights and it was flooded.
Mm.
And Ben said to me, just turn left at the traffic lights. I said, no, Ben, I don't want to go that way. There's commotion up there. There's floods. Like, we shouldn't go. He's like, no, it'll be fine. They're letting people go that way. So a big van went down, had no issues. We did. The car ended up floating. This is why you definitely do not drive into flood water, because obviously being a lighter, smaller vehicle, we no joke, I kid you not, we were floating.
It was a Ford Toyota boat or whatever it was.
Ben said, Jade, quick, open the doors. As soon as we did, water started flooding into the car. I think adrenaline kicked in and we both managed to push the car up onto a neighbour's their driveway that was up higher, which wasn't getting affected by the flood water. So anyway, my car basically needed a whole new engine. And
is that a write-off? Like, do you have insurance?
I can't remember now. We put in a dodgy engine and then I think we ended up just trading it in.
Let someone else deal with the problem. Dodgy engine car.
Yeah, but yeah, never. I learnt my lesson and Ben felt guilty and he paid for it because he's like, look, I did force. Well, he didn't force me, but.
But he well encouraged
he
you.
Encouraged me to do it.
You would have been fuming too because you said don't go that way.
I was like, I didn't want to even go that way. Yeah. Why did you tell me to go? Well, I thought it was going to be fine.
And well, he would have. And you know what? Like, leading up to the point where he drove into the water, he would have felt like, I've got this, because the van went through fine.
Yeah.
He's like, of course I'm right. You know?
Yeah.
And then you guys totally washed away.
But I can understand how it's easy. I know people, like, do sit there and go, well, why would anyone, you know, drive through floodwater?
Mm.
It can be very deceptive when you don't think it's very high. Like, honestly, it looked like yesterday, actually, even when I was walking into the gym, I thought I parked into a big puddle. I opened the door and I was trying to get myself out so I could jump, like, out of the car door. And turns out, no, it wasn't deep at all.
Like, there's nothing. Yes, it was nothing. Can't tell when that water's murky. You got to be extra careful. Very good. Thanks for that story, Jack.
That's
great.
Okay.
One.
You're
Jackson
welcome.
In next with what's the goss? What's on the way?
Yeah, I'm going to update you on the 2020 Emmys because they've all been announced. And also, too, I want to talk about Britney Spears because there's something going on here.
Oh, poor Britney.
Free Britney.
Free Britney. Someone's weighed in on it and I want to play the audio.
Awesome. All right, we're doing that next here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
That was so recent!
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
That's right. We're getting all the latest goss from producer Jackson and poor Britney Spears.
Yeah.
She's gone through so much right now.
Well, so it seems. There's no, like, real details coming out of that camp other than what she's sort of posting online. They are saying that they are going to decide whether her father continues to take conservatorship over her $59 million fortune and basically every decision she makes in her life on August 22nd. So there will be a decision made whether she can just go back to normal or whether this will continue. But there's a lot of conspiracy theories flying around on the internet with the Free Britney campaign that she's being held against her will. She's held hostage. She's a robot. She's a lizard person. They're just endless. But someone has weighed in on this, and it is none other than Carol Baskin.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskin at Big Cat Rescue, and I just want to shout out to Britney Spears, who is being treated like a caged tiger at the moment in a legal conservatorship. She should be in the wild, and she should really be wary of others, especially those closest to her. Stay cool, cats. Free Britney.
Britney Spears.
I have to say something. Carol Baskin just won me over. Like, that was pretty amazing.
It went for about 2 minutes as well. I had to
really?
Write it down.
That's great.
Yeah, so she's a Britney Spears fan. But yeah, it's concerning what's going on because I don't know if you're following the TikTok videos that she's done, but fans will comment on there, hey, if you're being held against your will by your family, wear a yellow shirt.
Yeah, that's right.
And then she wears a yellow shirt. And then she's writing little messages on hats saying, help me. And it's all very bizarre.
I think she's just probably just going with it and having a laugh. She's probably like, are these people for real? Or I'll wear a yellow shirt.
I know.
I reckon she's being held against her will.
It's a very strange situation. I reckon a lot more is to come out about this. But I was thinking about this, Jade. I was like, if I seen people commenting stuff in my Instagram videos, I would also have a bit of fun with it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So you reckon she's absolutely fine and it's all a hoax, like it's just an ad for her next album?
I don't know. I think it's hard with Britney. I want to say she's a tortured soul. But I don't know if she's okay or if she's not. That's the whole issue around her.
The narrative does set up a good sort of comeback story as well. You know,
for
a post-COVID world, Britney Spears went off the rails a little bit, came back on top. Fingers crossed that she's okay and everything works out well.
I hope so, because I love Britney. I'm like one of her biggest fans.
Yeah,
you're a huge fan.
Huge. Yeah. I saw her when she came to Australia on that tour and we got really lucky. We got upgraded to the lounges that were around the stage. And so I was honestly a meter from Britney. And I had to fight the tears because I didn't want to be bawling my eyes out.
The whole time.
The whole time. But I couldn't believe I'd actually seen her in concert in Australia. I never thought I'd see her perform.
Yeah. Hey, talking very quickly about concert. You might remember 5 months ago, the Super Bowl happened. It was one of the last big sort of events before COVID ruined everyone's lives. Well, Shakira and J-Lo actually cleaning up in the nominations for the 2020 Emmys.
Really?
Yeah, which is weird. So,
what do they get an Emmy for?
For the halftime show. So they've got a lot of nominations terms of best directing, best lighting and stuff like that. So that was surprising. Also, too, they're saying from the Emmys very quickly before we wrap up that we could see a Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt reunion once again because they're both nominated and it's all going to be virtual. So it could be one of those awkward Zoom reunions.
Oh, that's weird. But cool as well, though. Do you reckon they'll get dressed up to the nines on Zoom?
Do you know what? I'm hoping Hollywood doesn't do that. Like, I want to see them in their onesies and stuff at home, but of course they're going to get glammed up and they're going to have these virtual red carpets. It's going to be actually quite cool because it's going to be one of the first big award shows that we've seen in a COVID world.
My mind is just swimming with ideas if I was in control of organising this event, because I'd have green screens put into everyone's homes, have them dress up, and you could just do, like you said, really cool runway walks, like have them like walking, like pretending as if they're getting out of their chair and walking up to the stage. Like, see, imagine what you could do virtually with all that.
But if I've learnt anything from watching like all of these talk shows try and do Zoom versions, it's gonna be a big garbage fire.
Yeah.
Like, if you see like James Corden trying to do it, it's so awkward. It's no one's cringy. Got good internet. It's a really cringy. It looks like it's worse than YouTube shows.
You really notice how mundane a talk show is that you really like without an audience there.
Yeah,
to laugh
it's
along.
Amazing.
Can I just like something? Just I had an epiphany. It makes me feel good though about myself, and we all should feel good about ourselves, because at the end of the day, no matter how much money you have, you could be a billionaire, you're still going to have really crap internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we're all in the same boat there.
So true. News is next here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
You're waking up with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo here at 105.3 New FM.
And on 13.10.09, we're chatting, what did you learn late in life? No shame, no judgment. I only found out this week that the parson's nose on a hot chook is actually its bottom and not its nose.
I found that very funny.
I've lived a lie. But you've learnt something late in life too, Crevo.
Yeah, so this is kind of, I would have thought, my parents would have taught me this along the way, but they never did. So when you're in a car and you're looking at the petrol gauge, there's a little arrow which points to the side which the petrol filler cap is on. So for years, I'd get in a new car or a rental or something and always drive up the wrong side. I'd have to circle back around.
Yeah.
Like going, like, oh, which side is it on? Even on the car when you've just bought it or whatever, you always forget because it's the other side.
And there's nothing worse when there's already a line up behind you, because then you've got to rejoin the line at a different pump.
Infuriating. But yeah, if you look down at the little thing, there's an arrow on almost all cars.
Fascinating.
I only learnt that about a year ago.
There you go.
Live and learn.
13.10.09, what did you learn late in life, Christy? Good morning, Christy.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Hey, good. Thanks so much for joining the show. What did you learn late in life?
So when I was a kid, we were driving around and there were these big red balls that used to hang on the electricity lines. And I asked my nan what they were one day and she told me that they were advertising for the lotto. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. Then, so when I get older, you know, I'm in my 20s now, my kids ask me one day, you know, Mum, what are those big red balls for? I'm like, oh, they're advertising for Lotto. My partner looks at me like I'm absolutely nuts. He's like, are you serious, babe? I'm like, yeah, that's what they are. He's like, no, they're spacers to stop the electric wires touching each other.
You are not going to believe this, Christy, but I actually asked Ben that question only a week ago when we were on that road trip from Brisbane to back to Newcastle. And I said to him too, what are they? And we both had no idea. So you've helped me out this morning. Thank you. You've scored that $100 go-karts go voucher. Just hold the line, okay?
Hold on for us there. All right, let's go to Brett. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. What did you learn late in life?
Well, you wouldn't believe it. But when I was younger, my parents actually told me that whenever you hear the Mr. Whippy bell sound, he's run out of ice cream. And I didn't know that until I was much older.
Do you want to reveal an age, or are you too embarrassed?
Well, let's just say I was a teenager, a late teen.
Oh,
that
great.
Would have been awkward, because I bet it was with a group of mates, and you've heard that, and you've gone, oh, they've run out. No need to run out, guys.
Absolutely.
Oh, poor thing.
They would have thought you were joking.
Do you have kids yourself, Brett?
Sorry, what's that?
Do you have kids yourself?
I have three.
You have three, and have you told them the same story, or have you revealed the truth?
No, I would never tell them that.
Oh.
They'd lose all credibility in dad then.
Yeah, that's true. They don't want to find that out. Well, bottle of wine for you. Thanks for calling the show, man.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Oh.
Poor Brett.
I know, right? Especially you can imagine they were 16, 17. Right, boys, let's get ice cream. No, they've run out.
They've run out. Well, how do you know? The siren's going.
That's exactly right. Well, up next, we want to talk about banned baby names. Mm-hmm. This is after a couple in the UK. They tried to call their kid Satan. And there's a big furor about it at the like naming place, the place that you put those details
in. The birth registrar.
And apparently they can actually get away with it in the UK.
Jeez.
We're talking banned baby names up next here at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
You're waking up with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo, and it's time to talk banned baby names.
Stop it. Stop it.
This is all because over in the UK, this couple, they came into the Births, Deaths and Marriages registry and they said, we want to call our little baby Lucifer.
Mm.
Their reasoning behind it, that part of the old meaning of Lucifer is a fallen angel.
Yeah.
So they thought, why not? Why shouldn't we be able to call our kids that? Because they're saying, you know what? Just because it angers some religious people, why can't we name our kid that? The lady behind the desk was like, well, you shouldn't name your kid that. It'll never get a job. It'll never be able to do a bunch of things.
Well, you think so. And you don't want it to grow into its name thinking that it's evil.
Well, that's, you know, and that's this lady behind the desk's argument. However, he said, look, I've looked into this. Go get your manager. The manager comes out and says, well, sir, in fact, you can name your child that.
Lucifer.
So that little child is called Lucifer. In Australia, though, a lot of baby names have been banned. And there's a big list of reasons why they can be banned. Things like it can...
Well, our list is quite big, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge, yeah. So
there's
stuff
like 50.
Stuff like Admiral, Australia, Bishop. Here's one that'll upset you, Jade. Baron. You can't call your kid, like, Baron, blah, blah, blah.
Why would I be upset over Baron?
Oh, because I thought you'd want to call your kid something royal, you know, like Duke or Dame or something.
No, Baron,
like that.
Baron, I don't know, I just...
Also banned, by the way.
Yeah, banned. But I know Donald Trump and Melania's son's called Baron. Apparently it's a very old European name.
Yeah, right. Well, not allowed in Australia. Also things like honour, justice, king. Mm. Ooh, now if you had a little son, you can't call him King now, Jade. King Jade, not happening.
Oh, damn.
Because you want to name your kid Jade Jr., don't you?
Well, I like the idea of naming, because I really like my name. I think Jade's a pretty name. Mm. I always say to Mum, thank you for my name, because I like it personally. Mm. And, yeah, and I thought, you know what, I'd name my kid Jade Jr., maybe. Ben begs to differ, but...
Ben doesn't want it. He doesn't... What about a little Ben? Would he want a little Ben? Ben Jr.? Would you be on board with that if it was a boy? Because, ben. You know what, Jade? Sure, Jade's a bit of a girly name for a boy. What about Ben Jr.?
Ben Jr.
Are you letting it through? Because you must like the name Ben.
Maybe. Then I'd say, well, my name gets to be the middle name.
So it'd be Ben Jade Jr.
Benjamin Jade Jr.
There we go.
I guess you could do that. But yeah, no. Well, Saint is actually banned too. Poor Kim Kardashian, Kanye would never have had that.
No, that's right. Lord.
I don't know. I don't have any issues with those ones. Like, nothing wrong with Saint, in my opinion.
Apparently not here. I guess a lot of these ones where it's like a title, say, for example, like officer, that's so that it's not on the passport and then people don't go, oh, is this a real officer?
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Anyway, a few banned ones there. I guess it's making our community a little less confusing in some weird way. Anyway.
Or maybe on cruise ships.
Yeah, that's right.
In particular.
I don't know. I think name your kid whatever you want, in my opinion.
Oh,
but,
my
hey.
Name's Captain. Oh, you're the captain of the ship.
Ship, are you? No, it's just my name.
That's one way to pick up on.
News is next with Hamish and then Beat the Meat a little later on, 13, 10 and 9 if you want to join. You're waking up with the Novos. Good morning.
If you're at school in Newcastle, Merriweather, Belmont, Glendale, Mayfield or anywhere in between, Dimmick's Tutoring can help you.
UFM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Huge. huge thanks to Happy Mobile Cafe. They come in here with their cheerfulness. Yeah. They bring us coffee. It's covered in stickers. It's joyful. Happy Mobile Cafe. Thanks a lot, guys. You always hook us up with the great goods. And if you need a coffee van to your whatever, just check them out, Happy Mobile Cafe online.
But we are giving you the chance right now to win some meat. Yes, we are. We've got sausages, so many. And if you are having a barbecue, or maybe an indoor barbecue, because you can do that, 13 10 09, if you want to play Beat the Meat after this, to try and win as many sausages as you can, all thanks to Singos.
It's very, very easy. We're doing it after Halsey. You should be so sad here at New FM. You are waking up with the Novos, minus Maddie today. He's a little ill here at New FM. Halsey on 105.3 New FM. It is time to play Beat the Meat.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
That's right, all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. We're giving you the chance to win as many sausages as you can. You just have to say stop before the sausages blow up.
Exactly. It's like Beat the Bomb, but with sausages. Let's go to John. How you doing, man?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Yeah, really good. What's on for your day?
Just work.
Nice one. Now, you get these sausages, you're doing a barbie tonight, you're holding them for the weekend.
Nah, don't worry, I got tomorrow off.
Nice.
That's perfect. This couldn't be timed any better. Remember, don't be too greedy. You don't want that sausage exploding in your face.
No way.
All right, let's do this. Here we go.
One sausage. Four sausages. Five sausages. 11 sausages. 14 sausages.
Stop.
23.
Yay! How good is that? Good job, man.
Awesome.
You're a winner.
That's right. You walk away with the sausages, barbecues, all yours. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
Well, there we go. Another day done and dusted. Beat the meat, sorted. Right, next, we are talking Google reviews. Now, this is essentially where I find some of the worst reviewed businesses, usually not in Newcastle. We don't want to interrupt or sort of, I guess, offend any of them. We usually go down to Sydney and bring you some of the best of the worst reviews, if that makes any sense at all. We're doing it next here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road, 105.3 New FM. Time to talk reviews.
Today I'm going to be reviewing this.
So if you're like up here and kimchi's here, then am I here?
I've just been to KFC, this is another food review.
I headed to one of the worst reviewed arcades in my city. This place literally has a one-star rating.
So we're going to be doing some Google reviews, Crevo, of Indian restaurants south of the border.
That's right. Down in Sydney, this is, of course, we try not to review stuff in Newcastle or read the reviews out, because the most entertaining Google reviews are the negative ones, the people that are really fired up and angry about their experience.
Yeah.
So today I've picked an Indian restaurant. It is called the Vrindavan Indian Restaurant in the center of Sydney.
Okay.
So the first review comes from, and these are all genuine Google reviews, a Mr. V. Iyer. I'm not sure if that's a full name or what's going on there. So this review is from 7 months ago, so things might have gone a little bit different by now.
Yeah, okay.
But what I like about his review, and he's, of course, done a one-star review, is he's taken the time to describe why each of the stars that he's taken away has been taken away.
So he's got, fantastic.
So he's got, like, bullet points, one for each star.
Amazing.
So he said, one star removed for the really slow and poor service. And then he's realized he's only got 4 stars left, but he's got 5 points to make. So he jumps to point 1A.
Oh, no.
The chef cannot decide the spice level of the food. The question you have to let the customer decide. I asked for mild. It was spicy as fire in lava.
I love that. That's a great description.
Obviously, his curry was a little too hot. And then he's gone, point two. The second star was removed due to some really weird $20 per person order rule. We can only eat as much as we can eat.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't like having amounts set at any wherever you eat.
That fires you up.
Oh, yeah,
it?
If I want a kid's meal, let me order the kid's meal.
Which is then weird because the next one he goes, the third star was removed for the quantity. It was too little for the price.
Yeah, that's fair too.
So he doesn't want to order too much, but he also doesn't want to pay too much. Then he says the fourth star was removed because it didn't taste anywhere close to Indian food. So I don't know what he was expecting, but his satisfaction wasn't met. All right, next review is from Shah, same restaurant. This is from 2 years ago, so quite a while back, but not setting up a good pattern.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and the first line is, terrible, terrible, terrible.
Oh.
He says, I am Indian, and I've been to thousands of Indian restaurants in my life. This one was the worst. They are dishonest, and the food was the worst.
Dishonest.
And was stale. He said, they served us completely different food from what we ordered, like we were a fool.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good review to base yourself off, because you're going to go eat Indian or Thai or Chinese. Mm-hmm. You want an authentic, you know, Indian Chinese person, whoever.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they know. They know what's best.
That's right. And he said, we raised our concern and they just gave us excuses. One word is suitable for them. Avoid. very upset. One star. All right, to wrap things up, we've got someone called Cheetah Marigson who said...
Is this the same restaurant?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I've sorted by bad reviews, though, because they're the most entertaining. Always.
Okay.
All right, this one's from 1 year ago. It said, you do not deserve a star. And then brackets. Unfortunately, I need to click a star to post this review. That's why you have one. We are truly disappointed you are not able to get our lunch from you today. Your telephone system is dismal, frustrating, and irritating. There's someone very upset with the way the phones are handled.
That's great. They're some of the best reviews I've ever heard in my life. God, I love Google reviews.
If you want some entertainment, just find it's great when they've got like a lot of reviews and you just sort by worst rating. Amazing. Entertainment for hours, I promise it. News is up next, and then we do have our Weather Whiz Kid in today. Remember, if you have a Weather Whiz Kid or someone you want to be the next Weather Whiz Kid, nominate them at newfm.com.au. We're doing the news next.
The Novos.
You're waking up with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo, and it's time to talk being a teen mum.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That's right. On 131009, are you a teen mum, or maybe you were a teen mum? And what was your experience like? Because I think a lot of people are quick to judge when they do see a young mum, and we thought we'd just unpack it. Maybe we're right, maybe we're wrong, we're not sure.
Yeah.
And we're joined by Carly.
Hey, Carly. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Really good. Now, tell us, was it you that was the teen mum or someone you know?
Yes.
Or all right, cool. And what was, because obviously there's been a bit of a chat around the team about, like, do you get judged? Did you ever feel like that at all?
I did a lot, and I feel like a lot of young mums do, but they are pretty amazing. You'd be surprised.
So how old were you when you fell pregnant?
I was 18. I was 17, actually. I found out when I was 18.
Right, okay. And what were your feelings like when you found out you were pregnant?
Honestly, I was kind of shocked and also excited, but nobody else was for me.
Oh, that's really hard, because obviously when you're having those feelings of excitement and you're not feeling supported, that must be really tough, hey? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Support's a very big thing, especially if you are a teen. It can be a lot harder sometimes.
How old is your child now?
She just turned one a couple of days ago.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, that's beautiful.
How did you celebrate?
Well, it was raining when we were meant to have her party, so that sucks. But she's going to have a Disney-themed birthday party this week.
Oh, that
sounds really special. And, yeah. You know, that's great. Thank you for coming on and sharing your story.
That's amazing. And things like you're getting the support now, though, that they've seen you're such a great mum.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everyone absolutely adores her and supports her so much.
What's her name?
Charlie.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Lovely. Oh, thank you so much, Carly. And big happy birthday to Charlie.
Let's go to Chantel. Hey, Chantel, how you doing?
Good, fine. How are you?
Yeah, really good. So, were you a teen mum?
Yes, I was a teen mum at the age of 15 and a half.
Jeez, that's pretty young. Was there a lot of sort of judgment and stuff going on when that was the case?
Yeah, there was, especially at school.
Mm. So you continued to go to school up until, like, full term?
I was 8.5 months pregnant when I left school.
Jeez, and then you had the kid. Did you end up going back to school at all?
No.
Right, and how old's your child now?
The twins would be 12 on the 3rd of August. My youngest just turned 4 in July, and my 8-year-old.
Wow! So you've had a few kids since then as well, and it was twins, was it?
Yes.
Wow, how exciting. I honestly, for me, I hope if I fall pregnant for the first time, it's twins. Just bang them both out at the same time.
Now, like at the time, obviously, you know, there was a bit of judgment and stuff. How were you feeling, like, yourself? Were you nervous or were you all good with it?
I was more scared than anything because I was young at the time I found out I was pregnant.
Mm. Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting that either, so.
Yeah, right. And it's all good now? You're doing well?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. See, it can turn out well. Well, thanks for calling, especially, you know, it seems like you did have a bit of judgment and stuff. Interesting to hear your story.
G'day, Mandy. Hello, Mandy.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for joining us. So, were you a teen mum or was it someone you knew?
No, it was me. I fell pregnant at 15 and I had him at 16.
Wow. And what was your experience like?
Oh, look, he's 17 now, so I've had a lot of years to get used to it.
Yep.
You do have to grow a very thick skin. People are very quick to judge.
Yeah.
Like, after I had him, I left his dad because that was a pretty bad DV relationship. So at 17, I'm a single mum with a one-year-old.
Mm.
But, you know, I went back and finished my Year 10, my Year 11 and my HSD at the Dale Young Mothers program at Waratah.
Mm-hmm.
I met so many great mums there, and, you know, 15 odd years later, we're still really good friends.
Yeah, that's really interesting because your ages, in a way, are so much closer, you know, than a lot of other situations. Those other mums, how's the support been from them? Like, because it's been so long now, you're saying 15 years roughly.
Yeah, well, I'm still good friends with a lot of them. So, you know, it's good. Our kids have, you know, we've watched each other's kids grow up.
Yeah.
It's the school itself gave us lots of opportunities and help in how to handle different situations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lucky I've got a supportive family. So, you know, that was a good help. But I think, you know, no matter what your age is, there's going to be good parents. There's going to be parents that aren't so good.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think people need to just stop. Don't just judge the situation that you see because you don't know what's going on behind doors.
Definitely not, yeah.
So, you know, just because someone's a young mum doesn't mean that they're a bad mum. They can give their kids so many opportunities that another parent might not do. They might have, you know, a habit. They might have issues that they can't handle with the kids. So there's good and bad in everyone, every age, no matter what the situation is. So,
hey, Mandy, you mentioned that there's the Young Mum Program, Mother's Program at Waratah. Is it easy to find help as a young mother? And did you want to give the service a shout-out because of how they helped you and just to let other mums know out there where to go to get help?
Yeah, definitely. Every time I find someone or I hear of, like, you know, a friend of a friend who's young and falls pregnant, I always recommend the Dale Young Mothers Program. It's actually a young parents program now, so mm-hmm. fathers are welcome to go as well. You can finish your education. They help you with different courses, and, you know, there's things to help you adjust to being a young parent. Because it is, I think it is a bit harder being a young parent than, you know, I had my first at 16, I had my second at 26.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference in support is just, it's amazing. You get so much more support offered to you, even from, you know, all the professionals. You get looked at completely different when you're 25 and pregnant as opposed to what you do at 15.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's so interesting to hear. And I'm just so glad that you were able to find that support, because obviously it's helped you and given you so much more confidence.
Yeah.
Oh, it has. I still message one of the teachers there. I get on Facebook and send her a message every time my son hits a milestone. Like, you know, when he got his license, when he finished his year 10. So it's good. Like, the teachers really do care. It's only small. It's personal. So, yeah, I can't... Seriously, so I take my hat off to them. They are the best support network any young parent could want.
Hey, Mandy, thank you for calling. I'm just going to put you on hold. Make sure you stay on the line and listen, because we've just had Heather call in, who we're going to chat to now quickly, and she's got something to say to you. So, good morning, Heather.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show. You're with myself, Crevo, and I. So you actually went to the same place as Mandy, is that correct?
Yeah. So me and Mandy have been friends since school, and we still are friends now, and our kids are still friends. And I mean, my son, I had him at 17, and he's now 17, and he has a driver's license, goes to school, is still successful. Our kids are friends. I still engage with the Dale School for Young Mums. I work for community mental health now, and I support people to engage with them. I went there recently, and, you know, just continue to work with them years on because of the support that they provided to me and the difference in my life because of the support I was provided.
Wow, what a glowing review of what is obviously a really strong and important community organisation. Like, that's really beautiful. Thanks for calling up and, like, just sharing that with us, because it's like a slice of this city that most people wouldn't actually know about.
Yeah,
that's it. And look, without that school, I mean, we wouldn't have had the social connections that we have. We wouldn't have the education that we have because there isn't the opportunity to go back to school. You know, like at 17, we did. We had kids young. We made mistakes, and you know that because of that school, that mistake didn't define our life. We were still able to go and have an education, have a social life. You know, still be able to achieve the things that we want in life. Like, I have friends from that school that are high school teachers now, that work for health, that are in so many different high positions, that are passing that education and that support back onto the community because we were able to get that. So as much as there is super negative, I guess, thoughts and around young mums, like, we need to show the positives that us as young mums, we had the energy, we had the resilience and the skills and the support to be able to grow and flourish to be the best people we could, and to teach our children to be the best people that we could. And like Mandy said, we still have our friendship 17 years later, and without that, you know, it would have been a struggle. So I just wanted to ring up and just say, you know, Mandy's amazing, and the friendship that we have been able to have for 17 years is amazing, and our kids' friendship. So I think, you know, places like the Dale School for Young Mums is amazing. And now they take on fathers too, so it's not just for young mums, it's for young dads as well.
Oh, so that's so good.
You know, being really open and, you know, supporting the community to get to where they need to be. And
yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for calling and for everyone that got involved. Yeah. It was huge on Facebook last night. Really fascinating chat. Love it all over. But up next, I want to talk about finding things on the beach, Jade, like beach combing, etc. I feel like this might be up your alley.
Sounds
doing
like it.
On UFM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
So this is where I get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on
topic. Oh, geez, that must be an old one somehow.
Wrong thing. But we're doing Love It or Loathe It.
That's right. Very simple one today. I want to talk about beach combing, Jade. Yep. Love It or Loathe It.
Love it.
Okay. Now,
because if I have to go to the beach, I've always been wanting to get one of those metal detectors. And yeah, apparently it's a gold mine, like on the beach, finding rings and money and all that sort of stuff. So I like the idea of combing the beach for treasure.
I had a friend who got a metal detector when he was younger. He was like staying in one of the Spanish tourist towns, and he was just like living it up as a backpacker. He had one of those metal detectors. Each morning after the big party the night before, he would go out with the metal detectors, get about $50 worth of euro coins.
No way.
And just lived life off that for like 4 months.
That's amazing.
Spanish beach town. He said it was the best 4 months of his life.
That's so good.
He used to find
euros,
jewelry.
That's a lot.
Yeah, he used to find about, he said about 50 euros, like back, whatever the coins were back then, it was probably something else. But he used to get like jewelry and stuff as well. And he said he lived a great life just for the whole summer.
That's awesome. Actually, probably about 2 weeks ago when I was gone for a walk at Gregson Park, they actually, there was a guy there who was using the metal detector.
Oh, right.
In the park.
Just
there.
In Gregson Park.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go and ask him if he'd found anything? That'd be my temptation.
No, I was riding my bike. I was on a mission. But, yeah, I was like, oh, interesting. I wonder what he's going to find here.
Yeah, well, if you get... Well, you should get a metal detector, Jade. I reckon you should. Convince Benny. Come
I don't
on.
Know how much they are.
A couple hundred bucks for a cheap one.
Think
of the treasure you could get, Jade.
I could. I'll think about it.
News is up next with Hamish here at New FM.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. De Novos. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
105 minutes commercial free with Juxon on the Word.
Yes, it is. Some topic breaking there.
Oh, I love this song.
You know, this is going to help us over the hump. It's always hard midweek. I like the midweek feel, but we're getting through together with stuff like this. Jay, you'll be excited for this one.
Oh,
this is new Taylor Swift. It's called Cardigan. Fascinating to look back. She dropped this secret album, right? But she's been promoting it for months, and we haven't even noticed.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, just like all her Instagram posts. It all makes sense now.
You know? You go back and look. Jade, I thought you would have picked up on this. I knew as soon as what Jackson's talking about straight
fools
away.
Fools we are. Fools we are. Camila Cabello, Shawnee Mendes as well.
Yeah. These two love buds. Lovebirds are still at it, aren't they?
Yeah, the fake relationship. They're doing well with that.
Yeah, 2-year contract.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I hope they get engaged and get married and prove you're all wrong.
It's fake marriage, eh?
They'll decide that in the renegotiation.
Yeah, exactly. Poor Shawn Mendes. Anyway, 105 minutes commercial free coming up after 9 this morning. But the big debate, Juxon. You, my friend, wore a shirt that actually divided the office here.
Yeah,
like, everyone was debating your coloured shirt. So, I thought it was olive green. You actually thought it was mustard yellow yourself.
Yeah, well, I walked out of the house thinking it was mustard yellow, and I wore a green jacket with it, and then I was told that I can't double up on the green.
Yeah.
Right?
On green. Sorry.
Everyone was like, oh, you're the boogeyman. And you're like, no, I'm not. It's mustard yellow. I was like,
it's definitely olive green.
So we put this photo on our Facebook page, and oh, my God, it went off. Everyone... Honestly, I don't know what the decision is. We're going to find out after this on 13:10:09. If you've seen the picture, go there now to our Facebook page. Is Juxon's shirt olive green or mustard yellow?
That's the big debate that's happening next after Sam Smith, New FM. You're waking up with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Minus Maddie's away today with a bit of a migraine. We are, of course, talking a shirt colour.
We are. On 13:10:09, please call and have your say because Juxon wore a shirt which divided the office and now it's dividing people online. Go to our Facebook page and have a look at your shirt. Is it olive green or mustard yellow? I personally think it's olive green.
Yep.
Crevo, what do you think it is?
Olive green, definitely.
Yep.
Emmy was very sure yesterday. She said that is mustard yellow. So keep going around the team to Hamish.
Yeah, I looked at it in different colours, different lighting, different angles. I think mustard yellow.
Okay.
Although I must say I love the fact, the amount of people who are commenting how concerned they were about the fact it wasn't ironed, which I think that, you died inside
that's
a little
not
there.
The issue.
No.
Jack, Watson, how are you feeling about your shirt and its criticism?
Do you know what? I went out and brought a steamer last night. So for everyone online that was roasting me about ironing, firstly, I get up at 2:30 in the morning and I drive 2 hours to work. So I haven't got time for that. But also, too, I've got a steamer now. I'm getting on top of my life. I'm only 25. I've got a long road to go.
It's also a T-shirt, and really, who irons a T-shirt? But there you go.
It was also, a lot of people said that it looked like baby poo.
I know. I was a little bit offended by that as
well. It's so obviously olive green. Mm. Everyone who's saying it's yellow or brown, you guys have completely cooked. I'm sorry. It's so obviously green.
Well, let's go to Nicole. Can you solve this mystery? Is it olive green or mustard yellow?
Nicole, you there? Hey, Nicole. Sorry about that. My button pressing ability's not so good.
Mustard yellow.
Mustard yellow, you're saying?
Mustard yellow, yeah. It's got to have more of a greenish hue to be olive green, but...
I'm sorry about that. You're wrong. it's definitely olive green. How are you seeing it yellow?
Because it looks yellow on my phone.
Have you shown this picture to anyone else in your family?
Yeah, I showed it to my hubby without him having anything to do with the comments or anything, and just the, you know, caption, is it olive green or mustard yellow? And he goes, of course it's mustard yellow. Who's colourblind?
Oh, he's wrong as well. Thank you for trying, though.
Well, we're colourblind. Good morning, Kaz.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Really good, thank you. So can you help us, you know, solve this mystery? Is it olive green or mustard yellow?
Well, it's mustard yellow, but you know how it's mustard yellow?
What?
How it's washed it in with his green undies.
Oh, you reckon it's had a washing disaster?
Yes, and it's turned into a mustard jello. Okay, and the fact that he didn't iron it, oh my God, Justin, my God.
Did you just call him Justin?
Jackson.
That's okay. She's in a tease over the fact that he can't iron.
Jackson, listen to me, Jackson. You need not only a steam iron, you need a year's supply of Fabulon, my man.
And I don't know what that is.
It's an ironing starch, isn't it?
It helps get out the wrinkles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? And listen, I've got a 25-year-old son, and oh my God, if that was him, I would be making him go to work naked. I would be taking that shirt off. You've got to get trained, because no girl would put up with a guy that's wrinkled. And got a
luckily, Jackson's married.
And listen...
Yeah.
And it doesn't even know whether his shirt is mustard or green.
Well, thank you so much, Kaz.
That
Jackson.
Very vocal opinion. What do you say to that?
What are you saying?
Can you ask, she's got very vocal thoughts on my shirt. Can you ask her if she knows any good therapists after that?
Well, perhaps.
Well, I guess the problem's solved. Yeah. It's mustard yellow.
The two of us were the people who were the odd ones out.
We're colourblind.
No, I think, still think you're all wrong.
That's Maddie rubbing off on us, being colourblind.
He's colourblind. Hey, next we are doing last calls. 13:10:09. You can have your say on absolutely anything you want. Tim Tams and wine on offer. The forum is open. It's up to you. 13:10:09 if you want to get involved with Last Calls next here at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
You're waking up with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo minus Maddie today. He's off with a migraine. It's time for Last Calls.
Hello.
Last Calls. That's right. Very simple. Anything you've got on your mind you want to chat about, it's your chance to vent. Things have been annoying you, perhaps. Whatever you want to talk about. 13:10:09. Wine and Tim Tams, all our callers this morning.
Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So what's on my mind is that I think that Jackson should come over with that bottle of wine and the Tim Tams, and we'll eat them and drink it together. And I'll be therapist.
Oh, you're offering therapies.
Oh, he was slammed this morning.
He was, wasn't he?
Just Kaz, a little bit.
Kaz did a great job.
She was vicious, hey, but very, like, truthful. Honest. We like honesty on this show.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's good, but I'm being honest too. Yeah,
you reckon?
I need to help him out.
So, Helen, was in your mind, was the shirt olive green or mustard yellow?
A big question.
Definitely mustard.
Really? It's only Jade and I. Perhaps it's seeing the shirt in real life rather than the photo.
I was going to say that
could be the point too. Mm. So
maybe we need to try it like with a different camera, because I think we did Samsung. What if we do Apple? Maybe the colours will be a bit different.
Well, maybe because Apple's are green.
Or maybe the two of us are blind. That's possible as well. What do you reckon you'll talk about in your therapy session with Jackson?
Lots.
A couple of glasses of wine in and you'll be absolutely fine, eh?
Yeah, and maybe like add a couple of bottles of wine.
Oh, okay. It's going to be a real party. I want to go to that party.
Oh, thanks.
Feel free. You can come along.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's a party. It's turning from
it's a
proper party now.
Yeah, awesome.
Ooh, yep.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging out with us, Helen.
Have a good one.
Enjoy the party.
Thanks.
Cheers, bye. All right.
That's it.
That's a wrap on today. That was fun.
Over Red Rover.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Maddie should be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how his migraine's doing, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Jackson's in next with 105 commercial free, mm-hmm. Which is going to be awesome. What's on the way, man?
I'll be crying right through it.
This is a great song.
No Scrubs?
Yeah. Awesome, love that.
My Scrubs, my unknown Scrubs. In Your Eyes from The Weeknd.
Nice. Oh,
I love The Weeknd.
And, cheers. We're midweek, so, like,
it's almost here.
Rihanna, Avril, and Cheers as well.
Great. Awesome. Thanks for that one, Jackson. That's
bye,
us
everyone.
Done and dusted for another day.
Peace
See
and
you
love.
Tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.